As of right now, Michigan is the first state in the Midwest to allow recreational or personal use of marijuana, not just for medical purposes. This is Lisa Berry, and it was approved in a statewide ballot proposal last month. And joining us now to talk more about that is Adam Rosenberg, founder of Green Wolverine, a University of Michigan student organization with the mission of promoting the legal aspects of the cannabis industry. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Has the earth moved? What's changed now that it's technically legal to use, smoke, ingest, use whatever you want way of recreational marijuana in Michigan?
It's certainly an exciting day and one that was a long time in the making, but still a lot of work to be done. It's going to be a slow rollout as far as creating the supply chain for adults to be able to purchase it, but the fact that anyone over 21 will no longer have the risk of being arrested for simple possession. It's definitely satisfying, having been involved in this space for some time.
If I wanted to go get some right now, could I?
So as far as I'm aware, you are able to purchase it, and that is not against the law, but no one is able to sell it to you. So the only legal option in this framework would be to cultivate it yourself or have someone else gift it to you in an amount less than 2.5 ounces.
By cultivate it, we can grow marijuana at home, right?
Yes. As of now, the law allows each adult to grow 12 plants in their home and then keep any of the product that comes off of those 12 plants.
Where do we get the plants from?
That's an interesting question that you would have to consult with an attorney. And that's what's strange about implementation today is that although the law goes into effect, the system for acquiring it really hasn't been set up yet and won't be for at least a few months and most likely more than a year.
So it's not like we can just run right out and get some?
Correct. There is no stores yet open, and even the current medical marijuana system is ramping up, so it is not even in full effect.
I've heard a lot of people are going to medical marijuana facilities and trying to buy marijuana now that its use for personal reasons is legal in Michigan. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard of anyone personally, but I can imagine there would be confusion for the next 12 months or so until these stores open on how adults are able to possess it without having access to it through retail channels.
Will the medical marijuana facilities, do you think, eventually be selling it for commercial uses?
I anticipate that many of them will be. However, some medical marijuana provisioning centers could find themselves in municipalities that do not wish to have adult use cannabis sales there, in which case they would be limited only to medical provisioning.
So here you are, Adam Rosenberg, founder of Green Wolverine, on the University of Michigan campus in Ann Arbor on the day that recreational use of cannabis, as you like to call it, is legalized. Are you seeing a difference? Are you smelling it? Are you? I mean, I guess you can't use it on campus, can you?
Right. It's a smoke-free campus, drug-free campus. Surprisingly, not many students that I've spoken with are even aware of the significance of today. Many thought that November 6th was the day that the law went into effect. And it creates confusion that although they can now possess it, that they aren't able to purchase it. So it doesn't really feel like anything's changed, and it won't feel that way until the first stores open in late 2019 or early 2020.
All right. Adam Rosenberg, founder of Green Wolverine, a University of Michigan, still a student graduating soon from the Ross School of Business?
May 2019.
May, now that you're counting down. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.